As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadowsweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, 704-875-8010, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
And welcome to Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here on Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. Magical engineer Frank's ready. I'm ready. We got a great show. Thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network, WWCR, and other networks. We're going to be talking about, the first part of the show, liver cancer biomarkers. Yeah, let's look into that and see what we can find. We have a brief quack report. But before we get to all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform, seeking the Lord's face and mind and the time, because it grows short. Our devotional puts us in Psalms 31, where it says, "Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all you that hope in the Lord." That's right. What is faith? The hope for things not yet seen. Courage is getting up and going anyway. And that's what it is. Yeah. Yep, you're the soldier of the Lord. You're pushing back against the gates of hell. That's where the Holy Spirit is occupying until he's taken out of the way, and then you know what happens. Well, if you don't, seek the Lord's face, because you should know what happens. Mind time to grow short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report.
Thanks, Frank. Okay, first, last, and not least in the quacker, AstraZeneca has admitted in court their COVID-19 vaccine caused thrombosis and thrombocytopenia syndrome, or TTS. So this was in the UK, I believe. UK High Court, because families there brought some cases before the lawyers, and then the lawyers for AstraZeneca, they had to face some serious allegations about the vaccine. Answering questions, was it defective? Because it caused these life-threatening blood clotting injuries. And so the attorneys just, you know, said, it can cause low platelet count, could cause recurring blood clots, and, it could cause thrombosis. So they submitted a legal document to the high court saying the COVID-19 can, in rare cases, cause these things. Shocking admission, wouldn't you say, Frank? According to the lawyers that are representing the vaccine-injured families, some of the cases could be worth $20 million in compensation. However, the burden of proving the vaccine injured the patient is a very strenuous, time-consuming, and probably very expensive process, and that's why you don't see more families doing it. So be praying for those folks that justice be served. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Okay, so we're going to be talking about, Frank says, I guess it depends on what you call rare. Yeah, sort of like that play on words, you know. Because, you know, the whole thing about vaccines, Frank, is they got this rare definition of, you know, what a vaccine injury would be. You know, it has to happen within a very, very, very short period of time after you get the vaccine, like within the day. And, you know, this thing where 2 weeks later you have heart problems, well, it doesn't fall within those parameters now, does it? So, yeah, it's very restrictive. And so, rare is like all natural, right? Well, statistically, they're talking about rare. You know, how common is it? And, yeah, if it's abnormal, not natural, falling outside the realm of what's normally happening. Well, let's talk about our liver cancer biomarkers because, you know, modern medicine they're designing new early detection type of therapies or tests. And I have often said that a test for medicine is to convince patients to get a treatment. But here, modern medicine is designing new early detection cancer tests, especially for hard-to-detect cancers like liver cancer, cervical, and pancreatic cancers. So this is a new research from the Massachusetts General Hospital in Brigham, Massachusetts. They published some research on a test they say will transform cancer treatment and the outcomes. Well, they say it's going to be really great for what is called late-stage cancer because the research reports that a test to detect early-stage cancer is important as liver cancer is usually diagnosed in its later stage. Therefore, the new tests look for specific proteins in a patient's blood to help predict the likelihood of cancer later on. So the research does state that this new test can save patients years on their cancer diagnosis. And this research did get published in the May 2024 Journal of the National Cancer Institute. So, you know, the cancer rates are up. We've reported on that. You've probably heard about it. A lot of recent medical reports are saying that not only are cancer rates on the rise, they are also diagnosing younger patients with cancer that, you know, than ever before, is what they're saying. Yeah, patients younger than 50 and even in their 30s are being treated for cancer. And science lists cancer as the second leading cause of cancer deaths globally, with life expectancy after diagnosis being about 12 months. And we're told that the liver cancer rate
has tripled since the 1980s. Here is a quote from the research. This was from one of the researchers, Xingyang Zhang. You like that name? With the Channing Division of the Network Medicine at Brigham Women's Hospital. And I think they called this researcher, nickname is Cindy. Anyway, Cindy says liver cancer rates are rapidly increasing, and liver cancer has a high mortality rate. So if we can diagnose it early, therapeutic interventions can be potentially curative. Curative, okay. Well, the therapeutic interventions may be not what you're thinking of here, what she's talking about. Because most people automatically, you know, jump to the drug therapies, the chemo, and the radiation. However, if you have liver cancer, medicine has a different approach under these, you know, predictive tests. Here, PhD Cindy says, we need to have a way to detect this form of cancer early enough to intervene with surgery or a liver transplant to treat the disease before it becomes metastatic. In other words, it spreads. So medicine has, in their opinion, no way to save your liver, really. No way to save you from liver cancer, really. So according to the research, the new test was developed after researchers profiled blood proteins. So this was used to develop a prediction model that screens and to diagnose for liver cancer at hopefully early stages. So the research team used what is called a SomaScan assay kit, and it uses a very high output proteometric platform to measure the proteins at even minute levels of around 1,300, but is capable of measuring up to over 7,000 human blood proteins. But, you know, how accurate is this test? What is the error margin? You know, I could not dig up any of that, which I thought was interesting. Well, suffice it to say, there are variability of proteins in the blood plasma, and some experts are not impressed with this decade-old technology. Therefore, I wonder about the research on this study. I wonder if this research is really to sell a test in order to convince patients to have invasive procedures on their liver that basically are not reversible. So the sales pitch from science is that this test is so accurate compared to any previous risk assessment test. All right, and so the Journal of National Cancer Institute says, we examined blood samples obtained from individuals an average of 12 years before their liver cancer diagnosis to pinpoint protein biomarker signals. They go on to say, from the blood samples, the researchers identified 56 plasma proteins that showed significantly elevated levels in individuals with liver cancer compared to matched control individuals without liver cancer. Well, let's just talk about your liver for a minute. So the liver is this, it's really a large organ and one of the largest organs in the body. It consists of two lobes, and it is an organ that under healthy circumstances regenerates itself faster than any other organ. So the liver is positioned in close proximity to the pancreas, your small intestine, and your gallbladder. Therefore, a cancerous liver can actually increase the spread of cancer to these other organs. So the liver performs many protective functions for you and I, and when the liver is attacked by disease, it can drop some of these very vital functions for you. Here's some of the things it does. It breaks down and stores nutrition absorbed by the digestive tract, and some nutrients are used for energy and regeneration. It also manufactures enzymes to detox the blood and prevent abnormal clotting. It also helps manufacture pancreas bile to deliver it to the intestines to digest your nutrients and your fats. It also helps protect from alcohol, drugs, general toxins in the blood, and eliminates them through your output channels, urine and stool. Now, this is interesting. This is a report, June 2019, European Gastrointestinal Journal. They say, if we neglect our oral health, we run the risk of developing liver cancer by about 75%.
According to cancer.org, this liver cancer is the most common form of liver cancer called HCC, and it happens in adults but offers different cancer growth patterns, such as a single tumor that grows larger and larger and it spreads to other parts of the liver. Also, several small cancer nodules all over the liver, and not just a single tumor, often occurs in people with cirrhosis of the liver or already have liver damage, and that's the most common pattern in the United States. And then lastly, rare subtype liver cancer called fibromelular. In less than 1% of the cases, this happens, in which young adults, specifically females under the age of 35, will develop liver cancer in one section of the liver, and this type is easier, medicine says, to treat. Now, the Queen's University of Belfast looked at almost 500,000 British patients that did not have gastrointestinal cancers, including liver, colon, rectum, or pancreatic cancers. They were looking for an association between liver cancer and oral health problems, such as painful mouth, bleeding gums, mouth ulcers, and loose teeth. So, yeah, you want to keep those appointments for the teeth cleaning and things and find those cavities early and abscesses and stuff. All right, let's talk about prevention care, because within standard health care, it's not a mystery. Standard health care, prevention's not on the horizon. It's rarely talked about because we've come to understand and get used to modern medicine having our health propped up by prescription drugs in order to manage our symptoms. So if you're activating prevention care, it's going to require you being proactive, which may entail changing your lifestyle, moving to a healthier location, changing jobs, or simply maybe utilizing some medicinal herbal plants and spices to help nourish the body, to remove toxins, regenerate, and heal itself. So my message is, don't hope, decide. Decide you want better health is the point. You're not going to get better health from allopathic medicine because that's not their business model. You know, there's no money in well people. There is money in managing their disease till they die of it, though. Now, if you're interested in being proactive, call Apothecary Herbs. They have these whole food herbal organic cleanses. You might want to check out their liver detox tea or their liver formulas like the milk thistle and the liver gallbladder cleanse. If you're worried about cancer, dandelion root, Windsor Medical University research says dandelion kills all known cancer cells. So they do have dandelion root as well as blood cleanser for suspected cancer issues. And, of course, milk thistle also been touted by science to prevent the spread of cancer. So you have all those tools at your disposal. Now, for oral health, they do have a tooth and gum formula and an herbal mouth cleanse if you worry about the association of oral health contributing to liver issues. These are very nice, preventative, easy to use, not going to break the bank kind of products. So give Apothecary Herbs a call. They have a toll-free number at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972, thepowerherbs.com is the web address, thepowerherbs.com. Free product catalog. Do pick up one of those. Ask for one. Put it in your shopping cart. Check out for free. They're absolutely free. Also, right now, you can save 25%. They have a Mother's Day sale going on. So stock up on your allergy stuff, your cleansing stuff, your immune support stuff, your pandemic kits, your heart attack packs. All those things are neat. Long shelf life. Your liquids are 10-year shelf life, so definitely a great buy. So do stock up. Get the discount. Use coupon code MOM24 when you check out, either online, over the phone, or on your mail order form. It does expire on May 12th, the sale, so do react quickly as supplies may dwindle and restrictions do apply. Details are on the homepage, or give them a call at 866-229-3663. If you're on the website, don't forget, sign up for the newsletters. They're absolutely free, too. They go out each week by email only, and you can be empowered with health information you're not going to get anywhere else. And, you know, just make life more stable, healthier, enjoyable. Herbs are here for the serviceman, the healing of the nations. God said that in the living word of God, and God can't lie. All right, we're going to got a few minutes before we're going to take a little break. So we're going to jump into a little segment here on drugs that may induce liver disease, since we're on the topic of the liver. This is a report from August 2005, prescription drugs that can damage or even kill your liver. The study looked at liver reports of what was suspected as drug-induced liver injury reports that were sent to the Swedish Adverse Drug Reactions Advisory Committee. The study wanted to see which drugs were the culprits or a combination of drugs that were the culprits to cause liver damage and disease. Here's a quote from Dr. John Wiley. No, this is Haman Zimmerman, MD, with John Wiley & Sons, Incorporated publisher, who says, drug-induced liver disease is a potential complication seen using some medications. It's usually not life-threatening, but may occasionally be more severe with high mortality that requires a liver transplant to save some patients. Well, it is fatal, then, if you need a liver transplant there, Doc. Statistics, when asking people what they think is the leading cause of liver disease in the United States, the top answers were sugar and alcohol. Obviously, not wrong, but drug therapy really is. Prescription meds is the top one, number one answer. Family feud moment. All right, so liver disease is on the rise, and over the last decade, it seems to be induced by your prescription meds, therefore liver injury from drugs, is really a growing medical concern and has become a public health problem. So the global statistics on drug-induced liver disease is 100 for every 100,000 people. So in 2012, according to the U.S. National Library of Medicine Institute of Health, the U.S., drug-induced liver disease is the leading cause of liver failure. Here is a quote from that journal of 2012, Clinical and Molecular Liver Hepatology. It says, drug-induced liver disease is one of the leading causes of acute liver failure in the United States. Yeah, drug companies. So what are the offenders? Well, which drugs? Which ones are the problem drugs? Well, if you ask the public what they think the worst drugs would be, their answer would be pain medicines and diabetic medicines. However, the Journal of Clinical and Molecular Hepatology listed some drug agents that are used in the United States, and they are antibiotics, anticonvulsants, psychotropic drugs, antimicrobial agents, your antiseptics and disinfectants, and also your Tylenol was on the list. Yeah, acetaminophen on the list. So the PubMed article also cited that children are not exempt from drug-induced liver injury. So drug combinations, alcohol, malnutrition, all come into play as well. And what kind of liver disease are these drugs producing? Well, according to Clinical and Molecular Hepatology, they said medications can cause a diverse array of acute or chronic liver injury, which are poorly understood by science and thinks genetics have something to do with it. So this is a fallback narcissistic response, if you ask me, where they're going to blame it on the patient's genetics when it, instead of being on the drug therapy. No. It's you know, the drug therapy is very toxic. That's why you need a prescription. All right, they also went on to say acetaminophen or your Tylenol overdose and isosyncratic drug reactions have replaced viral hepatitis as the most frequent apparent cause of acute liver failure. And let's see, this is a quote also from PubMed, who says, drug-induced liver injury is also the most frequently cited reason for withdrawal of medication from the marketplace. 32% of the drug withdrawals. Okay, killing your liver. And that's why they're taking it off the market. Most new drugs are tested on fewer than 3,000 people prior to the FDA giving the drug approval, and liver damage may not be detected in those small samples, and one case of liver damage in 10,000 people would be actually dismissed. One death is not good enough in 10,000 people. So by the time they figure it out, the drug company has made billions, if not more. And if they get sued or take the drug off the market, they're still in the, and they're not in the red. They did well. People died, but they did well. All right. So in the research of the United States National Library of Medicine Institute of Health, that got published in the Journal of Clinical and Molecular Hepatology. They did mention that the definition of drug-induced liver disease is an increasing common thing due to the potential risk of complementary and alternative medicines. They are citing it is because alternative medicine is not regulated or standardized. So here you are, they're saying your supplement area is to blame. But supplements are regulated under the Supplement Guideline Act of the FDA. It is also very unlikely to standardize a natural plant source. You can't do that. It is influenced by soil composition, weather, water. It's also, if it's exposed in different climates or zones, you can't standardize a plant because of those things. Now, unlike petrochemical drugs, which are chemicals developed in labs, those can be standardized. Now, the Swedish research has established that it is the prescription drugs that are the cause and not the supplements of the liver failure. I lean to say yeah on that one. It is also astonishing that the research by the U.S. National Library of Medicine Institute of Health states that health foods cause liver damage as well. Also, they mentioned in particular the Asian market herbal medicines, that complementary medicine is now a worldwide problem. And it seems that U.S. National Library of Medicine Institute of Health wants to change the current medical definition of drug-induced liver disease. So they want to include your supplements as the cause, not just your prescription meds. So here they say, we need to make the public aware of the potential danger of herbs, health foods, dietary supplements, and folk medicines, as these can be misused, abused, and adulterated. Well, so can your prescription stuff. You know, the stuff coming in from China, for instance. And it could be human error on the diagnosis. It could be human error on the dosage. And there you go. So here is Hyman Zimmern, who said, during the last decade, drug-induced liver injury has led to the withdrawal of a number of drugs from the market. The combination of high liver cell damage measured by liver enzymes and jaundice induced by the drug is associated with a fatality rate of 10% to 15%. This rule has been advocated by the FDA for assessing the liver toxicity of new drugs, but science has not officially validated it yet. Wow. So you know what? Yeah, you know, I guess let's say the mortality rate is 9% on a drug for your liver. It'll be okay. Well, I think we got to exercise our own damage control, and we got to take a break. So when we come back, we're going to talk about damage control and some other nice little things to improve your health. We'll be right back.
To the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Are you prone to developing kidney stones? Nearly 20% of men and 10% of women are, and they have no idea how they got them. If you've experienced the pain of kidney stones, your risk of recurrence is high. Having kidney stones is the result of diet, such as using the wrong salt, eating too much animal foods, or taking synthetic vitamins. If you're tired of suffering from kidney stones or want to reduce the likelihood of getting them, Call Apothecary Herbs for their whole food organic kidney stone herbal liquid formula. Gently cleanse and purify your kidney filters to reduce the particle buildup that creates stones. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the kidney stone formula, 866-229-3663, or visit thepowerherbs.com. Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com, where your healthcare options just became endless.
007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
All right, Frank, that's Jesse. Woo, pick it up your feet. Tap, tap, tap. All right, we are talking here about your liver and some drug-induced liver issues. So, you know, Dr. Zimmerman is saying that medicine uses an unofficial rule that when liver enzymes are 3 times higher than normal, that's when doctors believe liver damage is occurring and takes then the patient off the offending drug or drugs, as to it can be a combination of drug therapies that are doing the damage too. So not every patient, though, can develop the same liver damage. Here's a list. Damaged liver cells called HC liver injury or bile flow injury. How about mixed liver injury or even liver failure? So by the time your liver enzymes are 3 times higher than normal, the damage is already being done. Liver failure will always bring the need for a liver transplant if the patient is a good candidate for one. Here is a quote from the Department of Internal Medicine, American Association for the Study of Liver Disease. They said, patients with liver cell damage have a higher mortality than the other forms of liver injury. So, more and more, you know, people are finding that when they research their meds and they see common and rare side effects, they can see that some of the things they're experiencing is due to the medication. Department of Internal Medicine, American Association for Study of Liver Disease, goes on to say, adverse drug reactions are significantly underreported within scientific medicine, which is a limitation to any present study. Yeah. Well, you know, doctors sometimes don't want to report that stuff. Therefore, you got 10 to 15% rule that's being used is most likely a skewed amount, and it could be much higher level of risk using prescription drugs due to underreporting. So another example that science is really not all that exact, right? So milk thistle, by the way, we've talked about milk thistle a few times, and milk thistle has some lovely antioxidants that helps the liver cell regenerate and heal. So milk thistle is awesome. So check out some of your natural aids for liver health. I think you'll be empowered. Thepowerherbs.com. Okay, so we got a few minutes in this last half hour. So we're going to be talking about eyes. I'm going to shift gears and we're going to go to the eyes. And it may surprise people that some medical treatments have not even been thoroughly tested for adverse or even long-term effects. And we have a real problem with a lack of full disclosure on some medicines from doctors. But take, for example, your dilation eye drops, okay? These are called tropicamidiocid. Say that three times fast. They use it in your ophthalmology areas during routine eye exams, and ophthalmologists use it in order for them to see the back part of the eye. They want to look at the macula, the retina, and the optic nerve. So most patients don't know that there is a weaker version of these drops that work just as well, but eye doctors don't normally offer them. However, weaker doses don't mean safer doses. So there is also the option of getting your eye scanned by an optomaps eye scan to avoid the drops altogether, but not all eye doctors have this scanner. So if you're going to, let's say, Walmart, they won't have the scanner. And by the way, you do not have to take the dilation drops. You can refuse them. There's nothing saying you can't have an eye exam to get a prescription and have to have your eyes dilated, okay? So, of course, you know, doctors kind of push that thing because they're worried about being sued, that kind of thing. Well, let's look at these eye dilation drops for a minute, because for most people, eye dilation drops are no big deal, and they have no complaints after a brief time of blurry vision of about 1 or 2 hours. However, we don't contemplate the repeated use of these drops and what it means to your eye health. This was a study in 2021 set out to answer this question and some others. This is from the Biomedical and Pharmacological Journal, and they said the dilation drops are frequently used to dilate the pupil and paralyze the ciliary body muscle in treatment of ocular disease and diagnosing tests, in other words, to see into your eye, the back of the eye. They go on to say, since few studies have examined the effect of various concentrations of these eye drops on dilation of the pupil, this study is designed to investigate the concentration effect. So, by the way, if you're a contact wearer, if you wear contact lenses, lots of you have worn contacts for decades, okay? Did anybody ever tell you, even if these are soft, comfortable, very thin, light lenses, did anybody ever tell you you are running the risk of thinning out your cornea wearing contact lenses? I bet you they didn't. So according to this 2021 research by the Biomedical and Pharmacology Journal, the use of the eye dilation drops have possible and unknown side effects, and the low dose of 5% alternative formula should be used when necessary. Eye doctors rarely do eye exams without the drops, as they believe not using them is a malpractice risk. They feel without them, they do not get the adequate view of the eye to avoid diagnosis and treatment delays. So you know, just to avoid that argument, you know, go pay the extra $20, go to an eye doctor that has the scan. Now, I was just astonished to find out that people that are going to a corneal specialist, okay, the corneal specialist has the OptiScan machine, okay, can see everything they need to see. But they insist on dilation 2 on corneas that are already fragile. Unbelievable. Okay, let's look at some of the side effects of your drops. Patients are told the common temporary side effects of the dilation eye drops are brief sting or burning sensation. Also, temporary light sensitivity as well as blurry vision that clears up in a few hours. However, these eye drops are not without problems. And there was a closed claim lawsuit that was reported by the Ophthalmic Mutual Insurance Company stated vision impairment while driving and physicians failing to inform patients of all the risks. Yeah. Full disclosure, please. And then what about if your vision is still blurry after a few hours or even after a few days? So if you have corneal issues, you run the risk of not being able to see clearly or even read for a week using these drops. Okay, now let's look what's in these drops. They got preservatives in them. So in nearly all your eye drops, a preservative is added to keep bacteria out. So the preservatives can promote eye irritation and other conditions, they say. So the most common preservative is called BAK, benzochloroquine chloride. So if you ever read anything on eye drops, even over-the-counter stuff, okay, BAK or benzochloroquine chloride, definitely a red flag. So if we check the list of ingredients in these dilation drops, we're going to find tropicamide of 0.5%, the BAK by 0.01%, the sodium chloride left over element from a processed salt is in there. Edutate disodium, which reduces blood concentrations. Then they have hydrochloric acid as a preservative stabilizer, but it does cause irritation. Then they have sodium hydroxide, also known as caustic soda or lye, used to adjust the pH and make less irritating. And also purified water. So according to the National Library of Medicine Center for Biotechnology, April 2017 report, the additive of BAK, which again is your benzochloroquine chloride, deters mitochondria corneal epithelial cells, causing mutations and ocular toxicity, and any eye drops with it in it should be avoided. Okay, so did we get that? So your BAK preservative causes cell mutations of your epithelial cells. Epithelial cells are very important for eye cell health. All right. So you get ocular toxicity, which is bad. So what we have is a product that can erode eye tissue, especially the cornea, because it acts like a corrosive agent. That's what the drops are doing. A corrosive agent is defined as caustic, resulting in a direct injury to tissue upon exposure, causing pain, ulceration, or even, in some cases, vomiting. People have gotten eye drops and puked. I'm not kidding. These dilation drops can make you throw up. So the tissue of the eye taking a direct exposure is the cornea. And the erosion and the ulcerations are very common, but patients are not told about it, that it can become a repeated exposure of the eye drops can cause a weakening of the cornea, and then you can get corneal abrasions. Just wake up one day and have one. So the drops can weaken the cornea tissue, making it likely to develop recurrent corneal abrasions, or RCE. Okay. Now, in February 2023, the National Library of Medicine Center for Biotechnology did report on eye dilation drops. They say can sometimes not return the pupil size to baseline after the drops are used. They said this can be a real problem, especially for glaucoma patients, as it increases eye pressure. There are also reports on nearsighted patients or patients with myopia having vision issues as long as a week after the dilation. And some health experts feel myopia patients should not get any dilation drops and get the OptiMap scan instead. So if you are nearsighted, you have myopia, and you have fragile vision issues already, you need to stand up for yourself. And you have to insist. And if the doctor is not going to see your point, then it's time to get a new doctor. Okay? Because they're out there. You can get a reasonable doctor. All right, so the National Library of Medicine Center for Biotechnology stated this. A study of 23 healthy subjects showed that 17% reported a reduction in visual acuity and detrimental eye health after using dilation eye drops. There are currently no reversal treatments. Yeah. Okay, let's look at the significant side effects list. So the study reveals that the list of side effects that eye doctors fail to mention to patients and the risk that they are allowing are going to incur when they use the dilation drops. The study refers to these side effects. They call them ocular adverse events. Keratitis, which is inflammation of the cornea, with corneal edema, which is death of the cells of the corneal surface. Also, cellular congestion, which is an enlarged vessel of the eye. It's congesting the eye. In other words, fluids aren't flowing, and you got accumulation where you shouldn't. Eye infections, transient stinging, light sensitivity, blurred vision, increased eye pressure, dry mouth, fever, constipation, increased heart rate, headache, nausea and vomiting, pale color, muscular rigidity, and eye pain. These are all listed for your dilation drops. So the study also states your dilation drops can cause an increase in eye pressure for glaucoma patients and systemic effects of the nervous system, causing cardiorespiratory collapse and behavioral problems and psychotic reactions. Man, I don't think anybody's, Frank, been to their eye doctor for an eye exam and the doctor's gone over this list. Never. Right? However, it is listed as rare, they say, and most likely it affects young children and the elderly. So the drops are also known to increase the risk of arterial hypertension, arrhythmias or heart flutters, irregular heartbeats, tachycardia, irregular heart rhythm, myocardial infarction, stops flow to the heart, heart attack, syncope, which is fainting, as well as subarachnoid hemorrhage or brain bleed. Yeah, nobody's ever heard this list at the eye doctor's office. Guaranteed you have not. All right, the National Library of Medicine Center for Biotechnology also says caution should be exercised while using these eye drops in preterm low birth weight babies or elderly patients with cardiovascular risk factors. You know, my mom had a heart condition in her late years, and we never heard anything from the eye doctor about that. So the eye physicians are aware of these risks, but are told that even with high-risk groups of patients, the risk is too low. Don't even, it's not even worth a mention, doctor. Don't even give your patients the worry. That's the attitude. So the physicians are also trained that not using the drops can cause an underdiagnosis and promote eye disease and vision loss, increasing likelihood of a lawsuit. So scare the doctors, right? Therefore, there is a pushback from eye professionals to not undermine the use of the dilation drops. That's where the doctors say, well, if you're not going to get dilated, I can't do an eye exam. That's where the pushback comes. So eye physicians have a duty to fully inform their patients, and not just the high-risk groups, of all the risks associated with these drops. So the drops are not supposed to be used on pregnant or nursing women because it is not known if it will affect the baby or if the tropicamide, a category C drug in the drops, will enter breast milk. So what is a category C drug? Well, it means the risk can't be ruled out as there is no satisfactory study for humans, but animal studies demonstrated there was a risk to the fetus. Are we learning stuff today? Okay, so how do they justify the loss? Well, I'm not accepting the usual response that this is what medicine has to work with until something else becomes available. That's what you'll hear from your doctor. There are preservative-free eye drops or wedding drops. It should be within reason for patients to expect a safe way to diagnose their vision test. And right now, it's the OptiScan. Okay? I wouldn't even risk these drops. Of course, you know, over the years, I was given these drops because I didn't know any better. But not anymore. You come near me with that, you're going to get hurt. See? No drops for me. So you want to see clearly, because in the meantime, you know, you want to take some precautions. Protect your eyesight. It's very valuable. You want to investigate all the treatments carefully that are recommended to you. I've actually canceled some eye appointments based on the doctor's insistence on the dilation drops, even when the Opti test was available and sufficient. So don't be afraid to say, okay, see you later, you know. Find eye physicians that will work with you, as I found a few in the last several years. They're very nice. And for some natural vision options, there's options out there. Cataracts, macular issues, there's some natural solutions to these issues out there. You might want to call the folks at Apothecary Herbs. They have an eye section, dry eye, and some other things for you. So give them a call at 866-229-3663. Yep, they do have a cataract kit, a macular degeneration eye kit, if you want to check that out. And the web address is thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. So, oh, and by the way, I should reiterate, we have the Celtic Sea Salt back in stock. We've been out of that for a while due to distribution issues. And also the Typhoo Oil is back in stock. They're both up on the website. Limited supplies, though, on both of those. So, don't forget, take advantage of the sale. They have the Mother's Day sale up there. And use MOM24 is your discount code in your checkout phase, or write it on your order form if you're mailing in something, or you can use it over the phone if you're calling in an order. This is going to take effect on if your basket total is $65 or more, but restrictions apply. Usually the codes just apply to the formulas by Apothecary Herbs, so salt, Typhoo Oil, some of the other things that are not manufactured by them are not included in the sale. Now, if you're into this kind of information, they do have a new blog up on the website, and they're adding new information to it weekly, which you may find important and maybe even helpful. So you just go to thepowerherbs.com, and you'll see up there with About Us, Herb Talk, and you'll see blog. You just click on blog. Radio shows like this are up there. We archive Herb Talk there, so you can listen anytime. Just click on the Herb Talk button, and you can scroll down to see what show by topic you want to listen to. And also, lastly, we do have the free online newsletters, American Survival and Health Quest. They do go out each week, so you can get empowering information by email, and you can opt out of those lists anytime, and it's absolutely free. Your American Survival goes out on Tuesdays, and your Health Quest on Friday. So if you would like your very first Health Quest, you can sign up now and get your first issue tomorrow. ThePowerHerbs.com, just click on Books and Newsletters, and you can sign up there for free. What else? Oh, I want to thank people for your feedback on the blog, newsletters, the radio show. We appreciate hearing from you. Your opinion matters, and we can make these areas of information better. So thank you for writing in, calling in, letting us know. We appreciate that so much. All right, we got a few minutes here. Let me see. Let me just touch on something here on these tests. We were talking about the first part of the show where they're coming up supposedly with some new tests for cancer, you know, predictive tests. And you probably have heard me say before that a lot of these tests within healthcare have an error margin of about 20%. So this is where your false positive, false negatives can fall in. And your bone density tests are still within that as well. Bone density tests, probably my biggest pet peeve is because of the way these tests are calibrated in the machines, usually postmenopausal petite women automatically fail them. So you want to, you know, if you're doing tests like that, do the bone density. There's like three different bone density machines, and they all get calibrated a little different. So you want to stick with the same machine if you can, so that, or else you'll get, you know, results all over the place. I would say, you know, with regard to studies that have radiation risk, you know, maybe sonograms or ultrasounds would be an alternative for you. I think I've mentioned before that while I worked in healthcare, I found out that mammograms have a high radiation risk. One mammogram is like 700 chest x-rays. I found that out from a technician that was repairing a machine at the hospital. Yeah, and people are not told that. Half the truth is still a whole lie, isn't it? So that's what it is within healthcare. It's almost like talking to the government. They're not going to tell you everything, and it's almost like you can pull information out of them, or you have to go dig for it yourself. They kind of brush things off. But then again, you know, a lot of your professionals, your healthcare professionals, are just going off what I call the propaganda promotional material that is sent over by the manufacturers of whatever it is they're promoting. I worked for a neurologist once, and this group of neurologists, they had privileges, which is a medical term for physicians to be able to have patients, admit patients to a hospital. So we had three big hospitals. We had Presbyterian, Carolina Medical, and one other one. I can't think of the name of it, but within a short distance of each. And these hospitals would compete for patients. And so what they would do is give doctors incentives to, you know, send your patient over to our hospital for the CT scan or the MRI and blah, blah, blah. And the doctors would get what we call a kickback, a subsidy, which is another word for a bribe. And back then, when I think the studies were like $800. I don't know, they're in the thousands now, but $400 the doctor would get per study. So, I mean, and if you're in neurology, you do a lot of brain scans. So you can imagine the money coming off of the kickback would be over the six figures over a year's time. So it's a business model. Healthcare is a business model, right? Okay, just keep that in mind. Ooh, I'm out of time. So don't forget, Apothecary Herbs Mother's Day sale runs through May 12th. Get it, take advantage of that and save 25%. Details online at thepowerherbs.com or give them a call at 866-229-3663. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before taking any product or therapy advice. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.